going hopping.
His show, American Bandstand, hit the air in 1957. 40 years later, Dick Clark was asked if he felt like a pioneer.
Yeah, I was there when life was an awful lot simpler. We were very, very innocent, all of us, even though we were mature adults. We were children. And that makes me feel that a lot of years have gone by.
You have heard by now, Clark has died of a massive heart attack at age 82. It was 1959, a singing trio from Olympia had a national hit that landed them on Bandstand.
You recognize that song as Come Softly to Me. It was the brainchild of the Fleetwoods, and one of the founding members of that band joins us on the Como Newsline, Gary Troxell. Gary, who along with one of the other founding members attended Olympia High School. How did the Fleetwoods end up on Bandstand, Gary? And what do you remember about the late Dick Clark?
Oh, boy. That's a long story. Gretchen Christopher was one of our group, and she was instrumental in the Fleetwoods recording just because she knew somebody in Seattle. And that was the beginning of Dolphin Records, and that's how that started. And right away, Bob Reisdorf and Bonnie Guitar hooked us up with Dick Clark's operation. And I think one of the reasons he was anxious to hook us up was because there weren't very many white groups, and he liked to mix it up like that.
You must remember being on the show like it was yesterday. What in particular do you remember about it?
Well, like yesterday, that was last century. let's see. I was so nervous, I just about couldn't take it. But I think Barbara was too. But the one thing that I thought was really funny is I was so worried about singing this song live for the Bandstand show. That was the first of his two shows we were on. So we got up there, and the song, I just heard the music. There was no band, and I heard the music start, and I said, well, that's our record. And as it turned out, we just started singing, and it was lip sync, and I didn't know that. So what a relief for me.
You don't have to worry about that one. Now, your performance turned out to be such that it's featured on Dick Clark's Best of Bandstand video, so you must have made an impression.
I think so, yeah.
You can't have been too nervous, Gary, because I just heard you singing along live on the radio here.
Yeah, it was just in case you wanted me to do it, I wanted to be on key.
What about that, the song Mr. Blue?
Mr. Blue.
We'll let you sing along to that one, too. Now, did this song end up on the show as well?
Yes, it did, but I don't know how much later it was. It must have been, the song was... Both of the songs were gold records in 59, so it had to have been 59.
If anybody's seen American Graffiti or seen Diner, your songs of Mr. Blue, The Great Imposter, your songs have been in American Hot Wax, National Lampoon's Vacation. People have heard the Fleetwoods, and certainly your music was very instrumental in that early formation of the guest list that made up American Bandstand. What do you remember about Dick Clark as a person? Did you get to interact with him much, and did you know at that time what a huge impact he would have on the music industry?
Well, we thought he was already a big impact, but one thing that we noticed was he was so nice, such a nice guy, and it's too bad that he's gone.
Did your appearance on the show, Gary, that you remember affect the sales of your records?
Oh, it must have, yeah. I guess that's just a no-brainer there, because it just went up right away, just unbelievably fast. I think we were number one in like 3 weeks.
Congratulations on all your success. Before we let you go, Gary, what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm a retired longshoreman from Anacortes. I live in a neighboring town now. And I just fool around with old cars and grandkids.
Well, you've brought a lot of great music to people over the years, and we appreciate you spending some time with us and recounting some memories of Dick Clark. Gary Troxell, one of the founding members of the Fleetwoods.
Come softly.